question is, what is the first thing that you do when you get a job? Well, that question immediately begs another question. What sort of job? As an actor, I am asked to consider at one time or another a diverse array of job descriptions that all, we can argue, have something or other to do with the work of being an actor, sometimes just barely. And being asked to take any one of these jobs comes with its own set of circumstances, and so the actor's perspective is going to be different depending upon the type of job that he's considering. In answering the question, what is the first thing that you do, one also has to consider the equally vast array of reasons for taking any given job. There are the sorts of jobs that one might take because it is the dream come true television or movie offer for more money than they have ever made in their lives. What is the first thing that one would do? Well, be joyous, I hope. But a very tiny percentage of actors take those jobs because a very tiny percentage of actors are ever offered them. There are jobs that one takes for money. There are jobs that one takes because the venue has prestige or he admires the director. There are jobs that one takes because he loves the role, even though the wage is absolutely unlivable. There are jobs that one takes because the health insurance that they receive is dependent upon weeks of work in a given year. They might think that the gig that they've just been offered sucks, but his insurance is about to expire, so what does he do? He takes the job. Someone might take a job doing an internet pharmaceutical commercial that pays a flat fee of $200 for a day, or a low-budget independent film that pays the same because they just want to work. Some actors just want to act. Let's look just at the regional theater for a moment. Remember first that the extreme majority of actors work gig to gig, and the work is often sporadic. Their lives are generally precarious, and as they age, all sorts of new elements impact upon the nature of that precariousness and the decision-making process. So here, you get a job at a regional theater in the wide qualitative spectrum of American regional theaters. You're going off to play some not particularly interesting secondary character in a production of, Much Ado About Nothing, perhaps. In a city you don't particularly like, but in a Lort A theater that's going to pay you along the order of $1,100 a week. Not a ton of money, but above the American median wage. Or you're going off to play a lead in a play that you love in a city that you think is lovely, but the theater is paying equity letter of agreement wages to the tune of maybe $300 a week. Oh, and you're going to bunk with two other grown men in a college dorm like you're still a teenager. In either case, and for whatever reason one chooses to take either job, it means packing up your life for a month or more and shipping it off in boxes in order to set up camp somewhere else, figuring out how to leave your residence and all that that might entail. Do you rent your place, forward the mail, etc.? Contrary to what lay people think, this is never glamorous. It's not fun. For gig-to-gig actors, it is more often a perpetual process of navigating the logistics. So the question is, what does one do? Well, there is some place within me that feels a profound, if fleeting, gratitude, or at least a relief, in having been granted the opportunity to yet again do the thing in life that I feel the utmost purpose in. I love acting. Not all the other shit, but the acting. So there is that moment of validation. Yes, someone has sought me and recognized the value in what I offer the world. There's that need for love, right, that everyone experiences, and actors most certainly. And there's this spiritual practice of mine that can be described as always attempting to honor the energy of being asked for. So that's a thing that I do. After the moment of gratitude or relief has passed, I honor the energy. I engage the discussion. How can I work with you? How am I logistically capable? And if I am, then how can I lend myself fully, efficiently, diligently to this thing that you have asked me to do with you? And this is my first response to anyone who brings me the offer of a job that I have sought. I don't seek many jobs that I don't think I would find any significant amount of pleasure in having. While I'd like to have the progressive insurance girl's money and the lifestyle stability that I'm sure her job offers her, I don't think I would like to be the progressive insurance girl. I would never have sought such a thing. But she, too, is an actor with another set of circumstances entirely. And again, it is an extreme minority of actors who are blessed with the luxury of just working on great, fulfilling, lucrative projects constantly. They are the only ones who could offer some esoteric answer to this question. What do you do when you get the job? The answer for most actors, I think, is probably much more utilitarian, much more pragmatic. An actor like me is always looking for roles that are large and layered enough to consume me and hold my attention. You find that sort of breadth and depth in Shakespeare's eponymous heroes, in some of the best television and some film. Those are the roles I seek. What do I do when I get those? Well, I haven't gotten many. But I guess I do the same thing that I would do if I had sought and gotten offered the $200 a day internet commercial. The first thing I do, I think, how am I going to do this well? How am I going to navigate the logistics and show up free to work with focus and purpose? Like a good actor, how am I going to do what I do? And that's what I do.